There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
Day three of E3 2017. This is Peter. I'm here with Paris. I'm at the COD booth with Brett and Aaron. Give me an introduction before we go and get started.
Sure. My name's Aaron Halon. I'm the Senior Director of Product Development on Multiplayer.
And I'm Brett Robbins. I'm the Senior Creative Director on Campaign.
All right. Thank you very much. Give us a quick breakdown before we start going into specifics of what Sledgehammer's doing with World War II.
So we have an opportunity to go back to the basics of Call of Duty, go back to the roots where the franchise began. Super excited about doing that, about showing it at E3 today. We wanted to tell both a great story of the war and also bring a bunch of new features to both single player and multiplayer.
So the big question for me, I've been a big Call of Duty fanboy. I kind of fell off the train for a while. Why World War II? Why go back to that era now?
You know, it feels like the right game at the right time. We had finished working on Advanced Warfare. We had, we had an opportunity to do this. We knew the fans were really interested in it. It was something we'd been hearing about for a long time. As a studio, we were super excited about being able to do that. We're huge fans of the old World War II games. And when we got the opportunity, we jumped at it.
So I want to start with multiplayer. We got a chance to play it yesterday, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it had a very Call of Duty 2 feel to it to me, going back to that era, and it was a blast. And just for full disclosure, I kind of fell off from Call of Duty the past few years. It started getting way too futuristic for me. We're jumping off walls and running, you know what I'm saying. And going back to World War II was very exciting for me because that's what got me excited about the franchise. So can you kind of talk about because we played three multiplayer modes, so can you kind of talk about those and you know, what people can expect when multiplayer eventually?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to hear. Thank you. I think, you know, we've also been just really excited to bring it back to its roots, back to boots on the ground, obviously, and kind of really just that gun-on-gun gunplay that has made Call of Duty such a great franchise. One of the things that we're really excited about that hopefully you saw down there was War Mode. And War Mode is really unique and brand new to Call of Duties. You'll do things in War Mode that you've never done in any other past Call of Duties. So it was World War II really allowed us to do this asymmetrical combat, Axis versus Allies, multiple objectives that really have context and actually, you know, bring the player into that fantasy of World War II. You're going to do things like actually build bridges, actually build up defenses, and then actually destroy those things. And we really felt that that's a really compelling new way to play multiplayer. Back at the studio, you know, we know that we're onto something that's really exciting when the developing team is spending extra time late at night playing War Mode, hooting and hollering, probably some cussing going on as well.
Yeah.
But that's always a good sign, and it's something that we just know we've got something really special with War Mode.
So we did, and then the other modes we did was just a typical team deathmatch, and then we did domination. Are we talking about any other multiplayer modes?
Not yet today.
I didn't think so. Had to ask.
But we're also super passionate about those core classic modes of Call of Duty, and we'll have more in the months to come.
Okay. And campaign.
Sure.
So with campaign, we got, you know, they gave us a video highlight of,
yep,
we saw a demo of what that was going to be, but what can you tell us about campaign as far as the story? I know we're going to be mostly following one character this time.
That's right.
Correct?
Yeah. Yeah. The story follows Red Daniels. He's a 19-year-old recruit. He's seeing combat for the first time. He's part of an American squad, the Fighting First, who are pushing through Europe, through France and Belgium and into Germany. It's really a very character-based story. It's really about these guys, these ordinary men, and what they went through and the extraordinary circumstances around them. But it's also an international story. We have, you know, his team works alongside the British and the French, and it was a world effort, you know, to fight against the Axis. So we wanted to show that as well.
So I know Paris is called COD the GOAT, right? That's when you're talking shooters, right? It's what brought people, you know, with Microsoft, brought them into the forefold of online playing. So I guess it's kind of this next question is kind of a mix. What are you guys doing to bring back people, not just to the cinematic experience that the single player campaign is, but also the multiplayer, to keep them there, to make sure that they don't go back?
Before you answer that, just like I told you before, really going back to World War II and the quote unquote boots on the ground, it's bringing me back, because when I saw it, I go, I want to go play Call of Duty again. And then when I played it yesterday, I go, I'm playing Call of Duty again. So, but if you could please elaborate on that.
Absolutely. I'm speaking for single player. I mean, just going back to the old weapons, a lot of that kind of nostalgia is all there. We're also making a game for 2017. So it has to be, you know, also fresh and have a bunch of new features. For campaign, two of the new features we're showing are squad abilities. So, you know, this game, you're not a super soldier. You're not a tier one operator. You know, you're a young guy around regular guys. So it's about relying on the guy next to you, about that kind of brotherhood. So having this these squad abilities, where if you're playing well, you boost their morale, you inspire them, and they can help you out in combat. They can toss you a health pack. They can spot enemies for you. And it's a way for you to, like, really rely on them and get bonded to them, just like we want in the story for these guys to be bonded together. So it was a nice mix of narrative and mechanics. I mentioned health packs. We're not doing, only in campaign, we're not doing health regen. We're doing health packs. Again, a callback to the old games. But also, it's just a way to make you feel a little more vulnerable. Again, you're not a super soldier. Like, you got to be relying on those packs. You got to rely on your buddy that's going to toss you a pack at that critical moment. That just felt like a very natural thing to do for this, you know, for this game. And we also have things like heroic actions, where over the course of a level, you can find wounded soldiers, you can drag to safety. You may have seen that in the video. You can secure surrendering prisoners. And these are ways for you to just, again, help your squad out and also earn XP so you can upgrade your character as you go. So that's for single player.
Yeah, and multiplayer, I think a couple other things in addition to war mode. One of the things that we're really proud of is headquarters mode. And you don't actually see it today at E3, but we're talking about it. You'll see it in the months to come. And it's something that goes back with Sledgehammer's history. So when we did Advanced Warfare, you know, it was really important to us in multiplayer for the longest time in Call of Duty. Your identity is a gamer tag and your gamer, title card, right. And those are really important things because that's your identity in the game. And we really wanted to bring, and because it's a first-person shooter, usually you just see your weapon. And so in Advanced Warfare, we wanted to bring a virtual lobby, we called it at the time, and so you can see your player, kind of rotate him around, see all his gear. So we really evolved that now in World War II to a whole nother level. So now you'll be able to see your character, but you'll actually be able to walk around in a real space, meet up with your friends. We call that headquarters. It's D-Day plus 3, so it's this awesome space where you can challenge other people to 1v1 in the 1v1 pit. You can look at leaderboards and compare stats against your buddies. Mm-hmm. We're really excited about that. You'll be able to prestige in new ways that you've never been able to do that before. And it all kind of ties together in a whole new social ecosystem, which we think is just, it's brand new for Call of Duty, and we're really excited about that. Kind of, we think that's going to be another thing that will bring people back. It's going to be like, hey, I want to go try this out. I want to be able to experience multiplayer in a more social way and compete, you know, and bring all the things that made Call of Duty great, kind of as Brett was saying, that is back in that kind of core, back to its roots.
Now, sticking on the multiplayer side, how authentic are we going to be with the World War II weapons? And, you know, we obviously in Call of Duty have the upgrade system, you know, with weapons. How is that going to be integrated into the game?
Yeah, very important to us. I mean, obviously balance and competitiveness is super important, but so is authenticity, and especially with World War II. I mean, we want to make sure that everything about these weapons just feels awesome, sounds accurate, sounds correct, and plays great on the battlefield. And so we're really happy with how that's turned out. Hopefully you guys can feel that and get a sense of that when you played it today. And the other thing we're doing to add a new element to the second-to-second gameplay with weapons is division weapon skills. So you're going to enlist into divisions now when you play multiplayer. So like Airborne or the Mountain Division, and they all have their own specialty. And they all have their own specialty with weapons. So in the Infantry Division, you're going to have a bayonet. And you'll have to kind of level that up. And first, you'll be able to kind of bayonet someone. But eventually, you'll be able to master the bayonet charge and kind of go into people and, you know, take them out in some new and different ways for Call of Duty.
So you mentioned sound, and I'm a big sound person, right? And I was curious because I was hearing the M1 is one of my favorite of all time, and hearing that distinctive
the ping. Yeah.
How were you guys able to replicate that sound? Because obviously those guns are, you know, 50, 60, 70 years old. How can you get, how are you guys able to get those sounds for not just that, but, you know, the submachine guns?
Yeah, our audio team is world class. And so we got our hands on all the actual weapons. You know, we have an amazing historian that we work with, Marty Morgan, and he owns a lot of these weapons. And so the audio team went out, and not only were they recording those actual pings, they were, you know, recording even the sounds of like pulling the weapon up, all the little like Foley sounds that go with that, you know, a strap kind of clinging, and just the way, you know, super detailed,
indoors,
even
outdoors.
Yeah, shooting indoors, outdoors to get different reverbs from everything. So really went very deep on the sounds, and not only for the weapons, but for the score streaks, the vehicles, you know, everything around you, so that you're really immersed into that World War II experience.
You mentioned vehicles, and that's one thing that's always, it was there for a brief respite in World at War, or I think it was World at War,
right.
And then it was pulled back because, you know, a lot of people were complaining about being overpowered. Is there a possibility that that vehicles are coming back?
Well, probably not in the sense that you're kind of mentioning. I think we really want to focus on war mode, and so you can get onto a tank and fire the gun on the tank,
right.
And then you're able to control certain score streaks in multiplayer, and then certainly in single player, I know there are experiences where you'll be able to control vehicles, but I think we're kind of keeping some of that for a later date, not to spoil some of the campaign.
Gotcha, that's fine. And so, official release date?
November 3rd.
And if people want more information, where do they go?
Oh, where can they go, Alan, to get more information?
Call of Duty.
CallofDuty.com. Yeah.
Follow Call of Duty on Twitter. SH Games on Twitter as well.
I have to throw in one bonus question before we get out of here. So,
he laughed.
Yeah. So we're only focusing on the European theater as far as what am I thinking on the French German side? We're not going to focus on the Russian side at all.
That's right. Yeah, this is purely European theater,
okay.
French, Belgium,
right.
Germany, France, Belgium, Germany.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That was my bonus question. So again, guys, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to us. We really appreciate it. You got me back. I'm back.
Love it.
I'm going to play Call of Duty again, and I'm excited for it.
Oh, that's great. We're really proud of it. We're glad you guys are excited about it. It's been a lot of fun for us.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
This episode of Gamertag Radio is brought to you by Western Digital. For a limited time, Gamertag Radio listeners can get 20% off WD SSDs with the coupon code WDGTR. Find out more at WD.com/GTR. With Western Digital, you're now able to get solid state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you get the superior performance of a WD solid-state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speeds so you can boot your system quickly or load games and other applications in a snap. Combined with a reliable Western Digital hard drive, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed video, podcasts, and more all in a single place.
Yeah, they sent you a couple samples, right, of this. So how's it been your experience so far?
They sent me a Western Digital Blue, I want to say it was a 500 gig solid state drive and a 4 terabyte hybrid solid state drive, or a hybrid solid state disk drive. So in my experience, I've always done a combination because you take advantage of the performance of a solid state drive within your computer, and then you take advantage of the additional capacity that the solid state hybrid drives can give you, along with the with a larger cache package inside of the solid state hybrid drive. So it's something I've always taken advantage of, and I highly recommend that our listeners do so as well.
Take advantage. You know, mention the site.
Absolutely. WD.com or WDC.com/GTR, and just use the promo code WDGTR to get your 20% off.